Merry Christmas. I'm excited to share this time with you to really reflect upon our gospel reading from St. Luke chapter 2, the presentation of Jesus into the temple. Dear friends, it can be very frustrating to know where you need to be, but have absolutely no ability to get there. What I just described was the experience of a woman named Sarah Tucholsky. She was a woman softball player for Western Oregon, the Western Oregon Wolves, just about 5 years ago. The Western Oregon Wolves were in the Super Bowl of matches against Central Washington. It was a Super Bowl type of game because the winner would go on to the finals of the college championships. The loser would have their season end. Western Oregon had a lot of good players on their team. Sarah Tucholsky was not one of those excellent players. She came into that game batting 153, which really wasn't that good. And the only reason she was playing was because the starting right fielder had had a serious injury a couple innings before. Sarah Tucholsky had never hit a home run until this moment. She had a Super Bowl-type moment. It happened in the bottom of the eighth inning with two runners on base and two outs, and a curveball was thrown to Sarah, and she swung. The ball went over the left fielder and over the left field fence, her very first collegiate home run. Wow, what an exciting moment. A home run and her very first one. She was stunned. So stunned that as she was rounding first base, she missed the base heading towards second. And as any first base coach would do, any good first base coach would do, they yelled out to Sarah, "Sarah, come back and touch first base." As Sarah turned, something terrible happened. She heard a pop in her knee and she crumpled down. She was basically crippled. She had a very serious knee injury. She didn't know what to do, and she couldn't move herself. And the umpires actually didn't know what to do in this moment either. It was a tough situation, because if she stood up, she would just fall down again, crumpled, and basically unable to finish the game, unable to even get around the bases. And if she had her own teammate pick her up to carry her, the umpire would immediately call her out. That's not a part of the game. There's really nothing she could do in that moment. So for a brief moment, there she was stuck, just as I had started my sermon out before. She knew where she wanted to be and where she needed to be, but she absolutely had no ability to get there. I think that's a great way to set up this man that's described in St. Luke chapter 2, a man named Simeon. The Bible doesn't say anything about this man outside of Luke chapter 2. What we know about him is that earlier in his life, he was visited by the Holy Spirit. And after that visitation, he was told in that visitation that during his lifetime, he would see the Lord's Christ, is the way the gospel text describes it. Now, at that moment, I can imagine that that was a home run type experience for Simeon, to know that Jesus, to know that a Savior would be born. Wow, that's awesome. To know that he himself personally would see Jesus. That, you can't even describe a better home run type moment. But Simeon had to wait and wait and wait for a long time. I imagine there were many days that he thought, today is the day that this Christ is going to be born. Perhaps one of those high festival days in Jerusalem where everyone showed up. Or perhaps one of those days when one of the celebrities from the area showed up to the temple. Surely that's going to be the Christ. Or perhaps one of those days in which there was a reading of a prophecy in the Old Testament. Simeon would stand up and think, today is the day. Nope. Simeon had to wait and wait and wait. He knew how Sarah felt. He knew where he needed to be. But for a long time in his life, he could not. He did not have the ability to get there. My friends, tuning in here today, I think that each one of us can relate to Simeon and also to Sarah Tucholsky. I think coming to church each Sunday is, for me, a home run experience with the things that are said and the things that are read, the messages that are shared, the prayers that are offered. There are a lot of home runs in there. Here's some examples. Hearing about God's grace being undeserved. There's nothing that you need to do. There's no other message like that on the earth. It's a home run type feeling to hear that that's for you. Hearing that your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ and they're wiped clean, wow, that's special. Even just singing a song and having the joy of that song warm your heart, going home and having that song just stay on your heart for a week or two, that feels like a home run. So also to hear God's certain promises and His grace, those are uplifting moments in church that we want to happen every single week here at Peace Lutheran Church. But then life happens. Happens to you and it happens to me. A child, their behavior isn't what you'd want. Or a grandchild, their behavior really isn't what it should be. Their choices aren't so good. Life happens. The person that you're working with is difficult. You don't really see a resolution. The boss is so demanding and doesn't get you. A health concern comes your way. Or it comes your way again and again and again. Yes, you've heard the promises at church. You've heard about grace. Life happens. And for whatever reason, because of those things that happen, you know where you want to be. You know you want to live in God's grace. You know you want to live in His promises. But you just can't get there because life has happened. And that moment is frustrating, as it was probably for Simeon throughout his life, as it was also for Sarah Tucholsky. To know where you want to be and where you should be and know that you will be there someday, but to have zero ability to get there. Frustrating.